The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
I have to make a technical adjustment here. Welcome back. It's not Oakland. It is Siegel. And I apologize, but the list here says he does this all the time. He reverses Oakland and Siegel. I don't know why he does that.
I've been called worse.
<You've> been... But Ben Dotson joins us here on the Prentice Sauce of Heating Air Coach's Corner. And, Ben, you just mentioned it's been, seems like it's been eternity since we talked together. But how was the Alaska trip? And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, before we kind of get started, I just want to thank everybody in the community and people at Vanderbilt for the prayers and thoughts for my oldest brother that was in a little accident over the holidays. So I just want to get that out of the way. He's doing better. He's recovering good. Hopefully he'll get to come home soon. But just the thoughts and prayers in this community just shows what a great place to live. And I just want to extend that before we kind of get into the basketball and ends of it, because that's a lot more important than what I'm doing.
Yeah, well, and I know Dad's happy that he's doing better, and he had a lot of on his plate there for a while, you know, rooting for you and worrying about him. So we're our prayers are with you guys, and continue the speedy recovery and for Guy.
But to get back to your
question. But you were that was part of the Alaskan trip, wasn't it?
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
It turned out to be sort of a we read in the paper that it was kind of
a scary
rough
moment.
Experience. Yeah,
we left out Christmas morning. You know, flew up, stopped in Chicago for a while, so. We had four guys on the team that have never flown before, and it's just, you know, I tell people and the guys, it was much more about basketball. Yeah, we wanted to go up there and win the thing, but just the experience the kids had. I mean, it's a life learning deal, and the sights we got to see and the experience was just phenomenal.
It is a, you know, there's sometimes that might be the only trip a kid ever experiences, and maybe something that he does in high school, and that's one of them.
Well, I'd never been.
Yeah,
you know, and it was awesome for me. You know, there was a 3.5 hours of light every day. You know, we woke up the first morning, got breakfast, and I looked at my alarm clock, still pitch dark at 9 o'clock. So but we had to jam everything up in those 3 hours and get after it. But got to play a little basketball while we're up there. But the guys got to go dog sledding. They showed them a little bit of ice fishing. It was just phenomenal. I mean, I can't explain the host up there. Everybody was just great from the minute we landed to the minute we left.
So it's a different culture almost, you know, for those kids. How was playing basketball with only 3.5 hours of, I mean, how did it affect their, you know, evidently it didn't affect them very, very much, but, I mean, was it tough sleeping? Was it just different?
Well, Alaska's 3 hours ahead of us. So the first night, you know, we get into the hotel about 7:30, and I'm like, "All right, guys, curfew's in 30 minutes." What do you mean? I'm looking down at my watch, and you know, it's almost 11 o'clock. So they were pretty zonked. You know, it's 3,200 miles one way. The first game that we played, it showed that, you know, our legs still weren't up under us a little bit. So it was a big adjustment. But, you know, we do those kind of things because simulate the district tournament and the region, and possibly if we can make it to the state this year or whatever. So we kind of do those kind of trips right there to simulate that.
Well, you did fine, didn't you? You did okay.
Not bad.
It was a very successful trip, and it was let's see, we've got trying to think here, 81-61, 88-65, 67-57 win, all wins. And those were all in Alaska. So great experience. And not only that, you got to win, bring a trophy home.
Yeah, and a lot of these teams up there simulated a lot of our district play teams. You know, one team was one real methodical, had a big player, great guard, kind of simulated Blackman a little bit. They had next night up and down team was Laverne. So we got a little bit of culture, and also kind of got an idea of what we're going to face, you know, in these coming weeks in the district.
Then you go to the district. We come back after Christmas, and I'm sure everybody got to enjoy a little bit of Christmas as well. But you play at Smyrna, and they're pretty talented, aren't they? They're young but talented.
They are. This is one of his best teams he's got there. They've got the height, they've got the speed, they've got the shooter, so they've got the whole package. They're going to be a real dangerous team come, you know, in a couple weeks, district tournament time. I wouldn't want to play them.
Yeah, once they get a little more experience in district play.
That and just trusting each other, but they gave us everything we wanted.
Yeah, and then a good win over Oakland that we did that game, and pressure was just swarming on Oakland that night. And I thought I wanted to mention a couple of people that I've noticed, you know, as you go from year to year and you see differences. But Jones, a point guard, he has developed, I think, in one of the top point guards maybe in the state in terms of moving the ball, peripheral vision, quickness, all that thing. But I think more importantly, maybe a leadership role.
That's something that we hadn't had in a while. I mean, we had Trayton Harris last year, was a great guard, but he wasn't a true point guard. I think our last true point guard was Tyler Cutter that we've had. But he's playing phenomenal. He's accepted the leadership role. He's taken these guys, and of course he's played with a lot of these guys since fifth grade, you know, and in Central Middle School before they disbanded. But they've been together for a while, so it really helps. I lean on him a lot to lead this team. But, you know, we've got probably the best point guard in the state playing across town right now. We're going to see him Tuesday night, too. But so I would say he's top three point guards.
And just the difference between – I know you could tell when he was a sophomore – when you take him out, he wanted to play. I mean, he wanted to be in there every single minute. It's just kind of that, and he wasn't. It wasn't a case of where I'm upset because I'm coming out. He was upset because he wanted to keep playing. There's a difference.
Yeah. Well, he's been playing, starting, and getting every minute since fifth grade.
Yeah.
I mean, and the worst thing for a kid to go from player to sitting, that's the worst thing you can do to a kid, especially a guy like him. He's so competitive. He's so hungry to get out there. And he just wants to lead. So, excuse me, and that was hard with him. There was a couple games I'd take him out, and he just had that look, like, please, just put me back in. So, and he's getting his chance this year, and that's awesome for us.
Last year, really young. This year, a little better mixture. You know, you've got some sophomores, juniors, and a few seniors mixed in. A guy that's contributing to me a lot off the glass is John Simpson, doing a good job in the minutes that he's getting, putting up some points. I mean, we can go on and on with the roster. Charles Clark, of course, just a junior. But really, they seem maybe more poised. That 1 year has helped them, I think.
I think the biggest thing for these guys is buying into what we're doing. You know, and they've last few weeks with our press and our condition and everything, they've bought in 100%. John Simpson's coming off the bench and giving us a lot. I mean, he could easily be a starter at a lot of the schools, 6'6", 6'7", somewhere around there. And he just gives us that extra little energy coming off in the post play, and you know, great leader, keeps everybody calm. You know, we could go down the list, like you said, but the main thing for this group as a unit, sitting back, going to the state tournament, knowing, you know, we want to be there. And it's hard for a couple of seniors that have had a taste of it, not getting it now. So I think our guys are hungry, and I think they want to get back and just, you know, have the best year we can.
As a coach, we're talking to Ben Dotson of the Seagull Stars. As a coach, it really is tough sometimes to get in when you have a lot of talent. It's hard to get in those necessary minutes. You have rotations, I understand that, but you've also got this situation. If things aren't going well, what's the right combination? And you tinker with that a lot. I watch you. You know, you just really do a good job of. You know, you may play 3 minutes and the guy's doing great, but you may put him on the bench and let somebody else go in there. I mean, it just what triggers you to make that call? I mean, is it just instinctive, or is it just something that you've got set in your mind? This is what I'm going to do tonight.
With us, it's any player any given night. We've got what we call our big three, and they're putting up points with Jones and Clark and Robert Brandon. The other night, Damien Clark had an off night. John A. came in. It's just, and there was no bitterness towards him from the other players. Everybody just like, hey, any night can be my night. You know, they've had good practices, so it's kind of, I've built a trust with them, so I know when they can get in. Last night, we're playing at Riverdale, and Riverdale jumps out on us pretty good. I think we were still kind of hung over from the Oakland game, and I took all five starters out, put the, you know, my next unit in, and they went on a 10-2 run. So we've got trust in everybody, you know, and everybody's bought in to everybody right now. things are going good, you know, and we've got the team, you know, concept going at one game at a time, and that's all we're going to do right now the rest of the year.
You don't seem to quiver on that at all. Just throw him in there and let him go. I wanted to talk about Aiden Burton, another person that scored 22 last night and played limited against Oakland, and then comes in and scores 22 points against Riverdale. That's a good problem to have, Coach.
Yes. Again, Aiden Burton can be a starter, I think, almost anywhere, you know, in our district for sure, and almost anywhere in the state, and it's good to have him coming off the bench. The main thing for Aiden's kind of like Ryan. He's just dying to, Coach, I'm ready, Coach, I'm ready, Coach, I'm ready, which is great. And he's so anxious to get in there. You know, he missed the first part of the year with a knee injury. He's getting back in the flow, and to come off, that gives us another shooter on the side. So that's a good problem to have, like you said, but I've been really impressed his work ethic back, and he's buying in the concept as well.
3-0 in district. Here we go. Another showdown with the Blackman Blaze. Same situation.
Is that who we got next?
Yeah, it's next. It's Tuesday. Same situation. Both undefeated. Now, not that this is going to, you know, name district champion because it's very early, but it will help whoever wins this game. It will, confidence-wise and that kind of thing. It's at home. How different is it from last year? Because you guys were so young last year. Do you feel you're ready, better prepared for it? Because you played some good tough games with them last year.
Well, I mean, you know, that the cliche, we're taking each game at a time. I just think these guys are finally getting it. You know, we got to work 100% in practice. Last year, we going into these games, we had a 3-0 in the district, I believe, too. We'd won a little holiday tournament. But I can see a different look at them now. So now they're hungry. They want to get back to state tournament. The seniors, hey, this is our last shot. You know, they're only promised, like, I think 7 to 10 more games. So we know what Blackman brings. We know how good they are. Well, like I said, they got the best point guard in the state. So it's going to be a big challenge. And whoever wins this game is not going to be the district champion off that game, but they're going to have a good idea. Everybody's chasing them, so we're going to have a good idea who's going to be, you know, probably the district champ at the end of the year, regular season.
I can see this game being very close, Coach. I feel like they're so evenly matched. You match up with them better than anybody, you know, in terms of, I think, overall size and speed. They've got their seniors. I know that's something that's probably to their advantage. They've been to the state tournament. But you mentioned hungry, and that sometimes overrides everything. If things are fairly even, the hunger that they have and wanting to get back, that might be an overriding factor for those kids.
Well, I hope so. I mean, you know, these kids, we preach it every day, and we talk about our history. You know, we don't want to play too much into the past, but, you know, we stopped the day and talked about the former players and that came through here and the things they've done. And I think these guys want to make their mark on Siegel history, and not only that, Rutherford County history, and also make it back to the state. So, you know, we're practicing every day like it's our last play, our last day ever to play basketball, and just getting those guys to go hard, and they're finally buying into that.
It's been a kind of a long road to get here. This is season one is over. Now we're into season two. Season three is setting yourself up to get in district play, playing well by the end of the year, and that kind of thing. Is there such a thing as peaking too soon? You know, I'm thinking in y'all's case, you don't have a peak. You just go at the same level. You're trying to accomplish peaking, just doing the same thing at the same level all the time.
Last year, I believe we did peak, you know, and our guys got complacent. Hey, you know, the year before we were 34-3, and then last year, you know, we won a little tournament. We're 3-0 in the district. Oh, Blackman can't beat us. Laverne can't beat us. All of a sudden, bam, you know, a couple losses here and there. So we're using that as a teaching tool, you know, and just to keep these guys complacent and not look too far ahead. You know, it's easy for me to say that as coaches, but, you know, we have to, as coaches, we do have to look ahead, you know, to plan and get this ready. But we're just going at it like it's a regular game, win, lose, or draw, as long as we get better. Because ultimately, you could lose every game here out to the district tournament. You just got to know when to win what games.
Well, you've got Blackman, which is a tough game, but then you don't have much time to think about it because Laverne's coming up next, and that will be tough at Laverne, which is always tough there. You've had some pretty good success, if I recall, at Luverne, which a lot of teams haven't.
Right.
And you guys have gone in there and played some really good Luverne teams and have had some success. Then you come back at home in Smyrna, you know, so
it just never ends.
Yeah, yeah. Not much sleep for the weary there on that. But, Coach, we appreciate you coming in this morning, and just good luck to you this week. I know it's a tough week, and good luck to you and continued success.
Well, we're just going to, try to keep it rolling and take a game at a time. But, again, you know, we always appreciate what you guys do, especially for, you know, Rutherford County sports. A lot of recognition gets out for these kids basically through you guys, and we appreciate that a lot.
Well, we just can't wait for the atmosphere on Tuesday night. It should be a great, great event. Can't wait to be down there. Save me a table down there.
Should be a hot ticket, one of the best games in town. Not knocking anything from anybody else, but it's my game, so I'd like to see everybody there.
I think that's right. I think there'll be some scouts there too, maybe.
Not bad.
Yeah. Coach Ben, appreciate it. All right, Ben Dotson of the Seagull Stars. They are hosting Blackman Tuesday night, and as you mentioned, that is the premier game, I guess, in Rutherford County, and maybe – quite possibly the state of Tennessee on Tuesday night, so make plans to be there. How's that for a plug? Not bad. All right, we're going to continue. Mike Wright of the Oakland Patriots is due up to talk to Brian Barrett as we continue with Apprentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner. It is Oakland. I guarantee you, folks, it's Oakland coming up.